感谢主耶稣，我们今天晚上要用蒙垂听不蒙成全的祷告来做真理的分享。
And we give thanks to God that we may share in the truth concerning prayer that is heard but not answered.
一般我们提到祷告那么大概会跟功效画上等号。
So often when we talk about prayer, we would often link this with efficacy.
我们就是很期待透过我们的祷告，我们的神他不单单是垂听，他也愿意来成全。
And so often when we pray, we hope that God will not only hear, but also hearken and, fulfill our prayer.
所以当我们为了一件事情祷告的时候，如果这个祷告的功效凭着我们的信心它已经产生了。
And so when we pray with faith and we hope that God will, hear and grant our prayer.
那 我看到的就是弟兄姐妹大家怎么样，这个无形当中就觉得说哇，我的信心已经长进了因为主耶稣听了我的祷告。
And I often see many brothers and sisters that once they have prayed, their faith is strengthened because God has heard their prayer.
那在这样子的情况之下弟兄姐妹那么来教会啦或者做圣工那么为耶稣做见证那一股动力很自然就产生出来。
And so subsequently, we see that the brothers and sisters in terms of coming to church for services, serving and testifying, that motivation is greatly increased.
但是不是我们每一次的祷告我们的神他都愿意来为我们成全呢？
Is it that every time we pray, is God willing to grant what we pray for?
这个倒是我们另外要思考的一个问题。
And this is a question that we must think about.
如果我们的祷告那么经过的这个一段时间经过的两个礼拜两个月甚至半年之后你要发现神不动。
And so what if after 2 weeks, after 2 months, after half a year, God has not heard our prayer?
那么在我们的内心里面我们就有很多问号就会浮现出来。
And so in our heart we'll have many question marks.
怎么神他都没有听我祷告，神真的爱我吗？
Why is it that God has not heard my prayer? Does God truly love me?
那如果神真的爱我，为什么我的祷告，我们的神迟迟都不出手呢？
If God truly does love me, then why is it that God has not yet stretched out his hand?
那么甚至到最后有一些弟兄姐妹他们的信心就退步了。
And we find that some brothers and sisters, because of this, their faith draws back.
他们认为说祷告，祷告也没有用不祷告，不祷告也是这样那我干嘛那么